Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Badger State today, Wisconsin, the land of cheese curds, the Green Bay Packers, and razor-thin elections. We are profiling the senior senator from Wisconsin, and arguably the most controversial man in the Senate GOP. We are talking about Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson is the ultimate citizen legislator. You hear politicians use that phrase all the time, but Johnson actually lived it. Before 2010, he had zero political experience. None. He wasn't on the city council, he wasn't a state representative. He was a guy in Oshkosh running a plastics factory called PACUR. He made plastic sheeting for medical devices. He spent 30 years looking at spreadsheets and dealing with supply chains.
And that background completely defines how he acts in the Senate. He treats the federal government like a failing business that he was hired to fix. He looks at the national debt and sees a company that is bleeding cash. He looks at the regulations and sees inefficiency. He doesn't care about the traditions of the Senate because he isn't of the Senate. He's an accountant from Oshkosh who is angry about the books.
That anger propelled him to office in 2010. Remember the Tea Party wave? Johnson was the face of it in the Midwest. He challenged Russ Feingold, who was a giant in Wisconsin politics. Nobody thought Johnson could win, but he ran on a simple message. The government is bankrupting you. And he won. Then he did it again in 2016. And again in 2022. He is the only Republican who consistently wins statewide in Wisconsin, which is honestly a miracle, given how polarized that state is.
Let's talk about his role as the chief investigator. He is the ranking member on the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. That sounds like a boring title, but it is the most powerful investigative body in Congress.
It is the Truman Committee. It has subpoena power. Johnson uses it like a battering ram. He has spent years investigating the Biden family business dealings, the FBI, and the origins of COVID-19. He is relentless. He doesn't care if the New York Times calls him a conspiracy theorist. In fact, I think he kind of likes it. He views the media as part of the swamp he is trying to drain. He holds these hearings that drive the Democrats crazy, bringing in witnesses that no other senator would touch.
He is also a massive player on tax policy. He sits on the Finance Committee.
Right. And remember the 2017 tax cuts? Ron Johnson almost killed that bill. He was the holdout vote. He refused to sign it until they added a specific deduction for pass-through businesses. Those are small businesses, LLCs, S-Corp, like the plastics company he used to run. He argued that if you cut taxes for big corporations like Apple, but not for the family-owned factory in Wisconsin, you are killing Main Street. He held the entire GOP leadership hostage until he got that deduction. It was a masterclass in leverage.
Recently, he has pivoted to health. He joined the Make America Healthy Again caucus.
This is his new crusade. He is deeply skeptical of the pharmaceutical industry and the food industry. He argues that we are being poisoned by ultra-processed foods and that federal health agencies are captured by corporate interests. It's a populist pivot that aligns him with some interesting allies. He isn't just talking about the debt anymore. He's talking about what's in your cereal.
He represents the manufacturers of the Fox River Valley and the suburban voters of the Wow counties.
The plastics king turned Senate investigator.
That is our profile for Senator Ron Johnson. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.